when you, if and when you ever see that everything's a derivative of the word, it should be easy because Jesus spoke it all into existence. But when you see it in a deeper way, you see these company logos are of the Logos. Jesus, the word Logos. Jesus is the Logos. So the company logos are Logos. The symbols are Logos, derivatives of the Logos. Your name is a derivative of the Logos. The word, Jesus is the word. The words that you speak are a derivative of the Logos. The food, the creation, everything's a derivative of Logos. So people are eating and drinking and living and getting rich and trading, and everything is of the Logos. They're trading and eating and drinking of the word. But because it's a 3D version of the word, people focus on the 3D instead of the 5D word. Let me say it again. Jesus, the Logos, the Word of God, spoke it all into existence. And so when he spoke it all into existence, he spoke the angels, the earth, the creation, the humans, everything he spoke into existence at a different dimension. The angels are in one dimension. The humans are in another dimension. Everything is of a different substance, you know. The stars, the earth, the Bible tells you this, that each created thing is of its own nature, its own dimension, its own existence, or whatever you want to call it. I can't remember the verse right now. It might come to my mind as I'm talking. The animals, they're of their substance. Each created thing is of its order, of its pattern. And so when God spoke, it all came from the Word. So everything that's ever been created is a derivative of the Word. So we're eating and drinking of the Word. The 3D body is a derivative of the Word, the 5D body. The 5D body is Christ, the head, and the church. It's an unseen body. It's a spiritual body. So everything typifies that body in an archetype manner, even in 3D. So 3D has to be a derivative of the Word because Jesus spoke it all into existence. And the word derivative means derive, which means off river. So the Word is the river flow. Jesus is the river. You're swimming in the Word, being changed by the Word back to the Word. You're in the Word. You're a piece cut off from the Word, just like everything else. Doesn't mean you're God. It means you're a piece of the Word. And you're being cut back into the Word. And when you see Jesus, you'll be like Him. Now, if everything is a derivative of the Word, and everything is a word, and everything we're doing, we're eating and drinking of that eternal word, why should we be concerned about the beggarly elements of the world? Why should we be concerned about the beggarly elements of the natural realm, the base nature, the beast nature, the news, the media? When you watch Yahoo News, when you watch CNN News or Fox News, any news, what are you looking at? You're looking at people throwing out derivatives of the Word, twisting it to want you to think about what they're saying, to what they're believing. They're taking the words from the Word, twisting them to make you believe some other reality and gaslight your mind away from the living Word to something in the natural that's their own creation or their own ideas and not based on the Bible. Now, I want you to really think about what I'm saying. The Yahoo, the news, the media, it's all derivatives of the Word, but they take the Word and they use it for their own selfish gain or their selfish means or their own ideas. Instead of comparing the objects or whatever, the words back to the Bible, they're comparing it amongst themselves and creating false doctrines and false lies And they're gaslighting everybody. They're gaslighting the whole world to bring you back into bondage and slavery. Because if you took the words and the objects and the logos and the symbols and the shapes, you compared it with Scripture, it would lead you back to that eternal logos, which is Jesus. And you would escape the gaslighting of the flesh mind and walk in truth. That's the deal. The media, the news, the YouTube videos about people, you know, they show people skating and riding bikes and dancing and all. It's a distraction away from the Word to their little derivative or their little piece of the pie, so that you don't see the whole Word logos. You only see their little reality. This is deep. I know it's deep, but it's making sense in your spirit. You can feel it. It's making sense that everything that you look at around you is a piece of the Word. And if you focus on the piece instead of the whole, you're not going to see the big picture. I'm going to stop right there because I don't want to say anything else. It'll be confusing. If you focus on the derivative in the 3D of the Word and you don't see the whole, that it's all from the Word, you'll miss the big picture and you'll just be focused on the parts and not the whole. And the whole is Christ and His body. Christ and His body. That's the whole picture. But if you want to live in partiality, that's your choice. But I'm giving you the whole.